Well, after around 2 hours of trade on Thursday, the Aussie market finds itself in negative territory. Again, the ASX 200 down by about 0.75% and hangs around just above 5,900 points. So it's been a very messy week so far. We're actually up on Monday, down Tuesday, up yesterday, back down again today. And interestingly, this is actually the eighth consecutive day that the market has been unable to head in the same direction for just 2 days. And that certainly is a sign that the market is quite aimless at the moment. Now, the big news today was an update on jobs for the month of August. It was much better than the market had anticipated. There were 111,000 jobs added in August. Now, the average of what economists were expecting were job losses around 35,000. We had 36,000 full-time jobs added, 75,000 part-time jobs added as well. The unemployment rate fell from 7.5% in July down to 6.8%, while the market was expecting a number of around 7.7%, and also more people entered the workforce as well. So this was certainly seen as a big win. The market's response was an interesting one, though. Initially, initial excitement that quickly turned into some trepidation that maybe we've got some other more bad news to come in the future. So the Aussie dollar did initially spike, but it very quickly fell back to where it was pre-report. The Aussie share market, if anything, pushed a little lower on these results as well. Now, as far as stocks are concerned, a real mixed bag today. There are more losers than winners. The losers include iron ore miners, which are being impacted by a 3.5% slide in the iron ore price. So Fortescue Metals is down about 5%. Tech stocks following their American counterparts lower. So Afterpay, WiseTech, Xero, they're all down. Insurers and telcos are losing ground. There are some winners. They include some energy stocks, which are being helped, it seems, by a very strong lift in the oil price, which jumped about 5%. This was partly because of Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in the US overnight. Now, this is important because it hit an area around the Gulf of Mexico, which accounts for about 20% of America's oil production and about half of all the oil refinery processes as well. So it could have an impact on oil supply for a while. We had major banks lifting. Property stocks also up today, which are helpful. And in company news, City Chic, the retailer, is down 6%. And that's because it's just failed to actually win a bid for the online assets of a failed retailer in the US called Catherine's. It raised quite a bit of money from the market a couple of months ago to make that happen. So this was seen as a disappointment. And the Aussie dollar finally 72.8 US.